Hello, lovely listeners. On this episode, we talk about the latest Wii U to Switch game rumor. Could the fighting game scene not need Street Fighter anymore? We go into the Vice article that explains it. That, plus Devil May Cry Gamescom gameplay, Spyro being delayed, and the Red Dead Redemption 2 trailer. You're listening to Dual Pixels Radio, but first, introduction.
I'm Jose.
And I'm Rob, and Joey will be joining us in just a little bit. And as always, we will go into what we have been playing. And since I'm not going to go first,
okay. I'm always going to go first, yes.
Yes. Forever.
Yes. So, I've been playing a little bit of Gran Turismo Sport. I know you guys remember that I did purchase it when it went on sale. And you know what? Like, for the amount of shit that Gran Turismo Sport has got for it being online only and it not having, like, a lot of content at launch. Okay, let me tell you this. This is, like, the cleanest looking game ever. And I've talked about it before, many, many, many times before. But this is, like, the most polished version of any game you will get. And I am enjoying it. And I'm not enjoying it in terms of me, you know, just playing hours on end. I'm enjoying it in spurts. And Gran Turismo Sports is perfect for spurt gameplay. And it's so crazy because I did like the licenses and I completed some of like the beginner races. And I finally went online. I finally got online because I wanted to, you know, I wanted to play like Civilized Gran Turismo. Civilized Gran Turismo is when you don't bump into cars and, you know, you're racing your own line. You're racing for your speed. Your time trial. So I go online. I go into this lobby, right? And, you know, the complete opposite happens of what I think should be happening. So I go in this lobby and you could free race. Like you could just like free roam inside the track and everybody could go on the track and then you could like start races when like the host could then start races when they want to. And I went into this lobby and they were doing the complete opposite. They were pretty much playing Need for Speed. So a few cars were like cops and then there were just other cars, being like the, you know, just the regular like, it's the racers, and they were, like, literally playing Need for Speed, and they were, like, typing on the chat, like, oh, like, you have to stop, you know, this is the cops, whatever, and it was pretty, like, pretty weird, like, seeing, like, a new game mode being played.
Yeah, in Gran Turismo, being created.
Yes, being created in the Gran Turismo world. It was just pretty weird, just a bunch of, like, shenanigans going on, cars not flipping, but a lot of cars, like, going so fast that, you know, they would just bump into every single thing, and it was a crazy experience. Just very, very crazy. I was like, there was, like, even this one guy saying, you guys suck. Like, just straight out saying, you guys suck. You guys are not playing the right way. And I was like, I didn't even know this existed. Like, I didn't know this sort of, So they were doing like the police chases, thing. But then I went into another room and they were doing drift races. Like literally they were doing like drift competitions. And in the game, they do have drift competitions as its own thing, but put free roam in there. When they put free roam in there, people interpret it a different way. And that's exactly what happened. So it was just like Fast and the Furious in Gran Turismo.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. So that was pretty awesome going into that game. Just like that, just to see what definitely evolved. But so online, so they have the lobby system and they also have actual sport races, which are done through the actual like racing association. I believe it's called the FIA and they actually take your time trials and it's like a world ranking system. So there's like legit races like all over the world for Gran Turismo. So that's pretty awesome. So you have your lobbies, then you have your legit races, which you have to place, you do like, what do you call it? You do pre-entry where you have to time trial for you to get your place, and then you can start the race. So they have all sorts of crazy events in Gran Turismo Sport. So yeah. I definitely recommend it to people who, I guess, I don't, people who like Gran Turismo and they were turned off by the whole idea of online, online only, because the game is pretty dope. Like, just the whole aspect of the game, just creating your own things is pretty dope. It's Gran Turismo realized in, I guess, in a worldwide approach, had a chance to race like the pros, because it does teach you a lot too. So
yeah,
that was
good.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting to me, just playing that, you know, just in spurts. So I'm still gonna be playing that. So another thing I've been playing, it's nostalgic, Mega Man X Collection. So I've been playing that, and screw everyone who says that there's input lag or whatever. I don't care. Like, Mega Man X 1 is my jam. It's my jam. Like, started the game. Didn't go to Mega Man X 4. I went straight to Mega Man X 1. Just, like, completely steamrolled past the first game. Just beat it in the hours that I had to play it. Just completely beat it. Completely. Got all the upgrades. Got all the weapons. Got the Hadouken. I got everything. Got everything. Did the boss order completely different than, you know how Mega Man is always a boss order.
Yeah, well, it's a suggested order.
Yes. So Mega Man always has the boss order. I always do it completely random since I was a kid. I always done Storm Eagle first. Usually you don't do Storm Eagle first, and I just love the game. It's just so good that you could just do that, even though the game wants you to play it a certain way. But it's so good that you could play it any way you want. So yeah, I've been playing the Mega Man X Collection. So I beat Mega Man X 1. Now I'm actually jumping. I went to Mega Man X 2. I have some fond memories of Mega Man X 2. I didn't beat Mega Man X 2. But I'm jumping to Mega Man X 3 because I kind of like the idea of Zero being used in the game. Like, he just comes out. He just comes out and does, like, an attack. And if he gets killed or something like that, he never shows up in the game ever again. So, yeah, I jumped to Mega Man X 3. And I finally went to Mega Man X 4 just to refresh my memory a bit. So I'm staying at Mega Man X 3 at the moment, and gonna try to beat that. But yeah, so nostalgic. Freaking love Mega Man X 1.
Because X 4 was my first Mega Man X game. X 4, right?
PlayStation. On PlayStation. Yeah, 1? Yeah. On PlayStation. Yeah.
Because I remember getting it for Christmas and using cheat codes and stuff, and I remember I had used my parents' old speakers to kind of make a surround sound system with it. That was one of the games I played it on, and it was great. Actually, I think I still have the disc for X4.
You see?
It's just I've never properly played a Mega Man game, and so playing X1 is really difficult for me. Like, I don't have the patience or the muscle memory for it.
I recommend playing X1, though.
I know, but it's like, I can't.
I would recommend anyone to play Mega Man X1. Mega Man X1 is the foundation of games. It teaches you how to play the game without actually telling you how to play the game. So,
I know, I've seen the videos.
Yes,
I've watched the Eagoraptor video. I am well aware, but I just
But it's so awesome that it's exactly that. It's exactly that. It's teaching you how to play without telling you how to play 101, and it's teaching you proper level and game design. X1, it's such a great game. It's definitely my top five. So, that's enough Mega Man X talk. I have one more game I've been playing. I just got it, and I just got it because it was on sale. And, yes. So, since it was on sale, I did get Rise of the Tomb Raider. And, yeah, that's all I have to say about it. Meh. Honestly, Tomb Raider feels like an Uncharted knockoff at this point. It's not even Tomb Raider anymore.
It really is. I mean, because, like, it's weird because it's like Uncharted got some of its ideas from Tomb Raider. And here, Tomb Raider's getting a lot of its ideas from Uncharted. And, like, cannibalizing on itself. It's weird.
And it's so wrong. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Well, actually, I do know how to explain it. There's just a lot of things that this game does wrong. Not does wrong, but does just okay. And
yeah, it's an okay game. Like, that's really how I would describe it. It's like, it's okay.
It has no character. There's no character to it. At least the, you know, Lara Croft from years ago, she was this badass archaeologist, and at least it had some sort of style to it. And she was raiding tombs, and, you know, we really didn't care much of the story before. All we cared about before was that it was stylish. Like, she knew she had her own back. Like, she was very independent. And this Tomb Raider, you see, I feel like the Rise of the Tomb Raider should have been the first game in the series. It shouldn't have been the first Tomb Raider, the reboot, shouldn't have been even made. It should have been Rise of the Tomb Raider, and it should have been this game. And I would have probably appreciated it a bit more. Now, another complaint I do have with Rise of the Tomb Raider is that they never tell you the time that all this takes place in. And this, again, this happened in the first game, too. In the first game, you never know the time span of what Lara actually spends where she's at. And in this game, it's the same exact deal. And I'm wondering, like, how is this all happening in one night? Like, this is impossible. Like, not even one night, but like, the game makes it seem like it's months. And I have a hunch that it's just, like, a few days. So, it's completely, completely off in story and in pacing and everything. But yeah, it's just okay. Like, it's just yeah. That. It's just okay. So yeah, I'm sticking through it. I'm almost done with it, by the way. But I'm sticking through it. But yeah, I'm kind of hoping that maybe we get old Lara Croft back, and, you know, like, the puzzles, like, real puzzles where Freedom gave you movement. Like, the way the levels were in the original Tomb Raiders, they had enough freedom where they let the mechanics roam free. If that makes any sense to you. So,
no, because it's structurally a very different game, Tomb Raider now to how Tomb Raider was before. Like, outside of the lack of tombs to be raiding, it's not as puzzle laden. It's more on the adventure aspect.
And more on the action aspect. I killed more humans in this Tomb Raider than all the original Tomb Raider series. So, does that tell you something? I kind of want, you know, I want old Lara back.
So, but it seems like they're not interested in bringing back Lara. Or old Lara. Yeah. I mean, they made a big deal about her having guns and her outfit. It's like, okay, fine. I mean, it's great that she's using the bow and arrow now, but it's like,
I know, it's kind of like disrespect.
It's kind of like, I'm trying to think of a good example. Like, if they were to remake Mario, and they're like, he's not going to have his jump ability. He can shoot fireballs, but he's not going to jump. Like, why? That's a part of the character.
Yeah, it's kind of half-assing it at this point.
Yeah. Like, I understand them wanting to be their this lore to be its own character compared to the old one. And like again, having the bow is fine, but it's like at least like let her have the guns or like a moment where she like uses the guns. Something.
Well,
I don't know.
you can use the guns. Like, you can use the guns, but they don't give you the double guns. dual
Yeah,
pistols.
exactly.
Yeah.
I'm saying like
Yeah.
the double guns. Yeah. The dual wield.
Yeah, so it's weird. Maybe they do, but I'm pretty far in and I just don't see it. I do see the semi-automatic pistol there, so that's in there at least, but you can't dual wield them, so what's the point?
Exactly. There's no point.
Yeah, there's just no point. Okay. Yeah, that's enough for me. I think I rambled too much about Laura. But again, I wish they do make another, I wish they go back. I just want them to go back in time. I just want original Laura back. Okay.
That would be nice.
Yeah. That's enough of me. So, what have you been playing, Rob?
I've been playing a few different things. I guess first off is Destiny. I'm continuing to play. I haven't done any of the raids, just done strikes and stuff, trying to get my light level up. I kind of plateaued at 340, but I'm starting to like inch up very, very, very slowly. Like I'm at 345 now, maybe 343. So I just got to keep on playing.
Wait, you're
It's
playing the
fun.
original Destiny or Destiny 2?
Destiny 2, because I had just finished all of the expansions.
Ah. It's the first
And
Forsaken is coming out. Right? That's the
yes,
new.
Forsaken is coming out the 8th, which I think I'm leaning towards pre-ordering it. Pre-ordering it slash buying it. Because it seems like I'll probably keep playing that. I might re-roll a character. Or roll a new character, a different class, maybe Titan or something. But yeah, like I'm having fun with this one. I don't regret it, but it feels like with the original Destiny, the same thing happened. Like I played like a bit in the beginning and then stopped, and then I played a whole bunch like towards the end, right before year two. And from like that point, oops, accidentally turned on my paper shredder. And then like yeah, it's and then I kind of stopped like with year two, and it's kind of happening like this. Except I don't think I'm gonna stop at the beginning of year two. I'm gonna try out Destiny 2's year two to see how well it works,
You see, with
or
Destiny,
how like how if I'll be into it. I don't know.
with Destiny, I've had those moments where I would play it and then stop playing it, and then a few months later I'll go back to it. And you know what? I was okay with that with Destiny. I always
Yeah,
felt like it was for me like a walking simulator sort of a thing. It was like a nice world to be in.
and I can see that. It's definitely one of those games where it's like you can play for a little bit and then forget about it for like a few months and then go back to it and just be fine. And like getting back for me, like getting back into it, like I mentioned this last podcast, but like getting back into it was easy. Like a lot of it was just muscle memory, like being able to like knowing which buttons do what, and then stuff like that, and it kind of worked out pretty easily. So that was good, and then that's why I guess that's why Destiny feels like a comfort game. I had mentioned that before. It's like I could play it and just like be okay. I'm happy, and I'll probably get Forsaken and stop after like a few months and go back to it after they release an expansion or something. And then yeah, it'll be fine. So yeah, keep on playing Destiny. I also went back to Musinx, and they updated it to 1.1.1 maybe.
Oh, so did it get new songs?
They got new songs, yes. Like they said, they would add free songs, and they also made a change, which is one thing I commented about in my review. Is like you can't quickly skip between songs.
Yeah.
And so they add to that. So if you press L and R, it like scoots you up a few songs at a time. So that's good. It's still there's still a lot, a few more issues I have with it. But it's they're fixing it. It's a step in the right direction. It's just it's kind of weird that they have a shop open, but they don't have anything up there yet at all. They keep saying like, check back later, and I've been checking back kind of regularly, and they don't have anything in the shop. Like
It
the
seems
songs
like
are
they just
added via,
canceled. They just canceled
well,
it.
it like the songs are added via updates, so it's not like you go into the store and like select them to download. It's just like they're part of the updates, which is great. It's just I was expecting something in the store if they have it there. It's on like it's always there. Like no matter what song you select, it's always there. So it's kind of like I keep wanting to check, and it takes a little while to get into the store. And then when you get out of the store, it takes you back to the beginning of the song list. It's like, God damn it.
Maybe they
Assholes. Tricked me.
like canceled that feature. Maybe of you get the songs through
Maybe,
the
but
update.
like, then they should up patch it out or something. I don't know. But it's fun. It's a rhythm game, so it's fun. And I've also kind of gotten back into the Pokemon TCG Online, which the core gameplay is pretty nice in terms of like visuals. It's on PC and tablets only.
Yeah.
They haven't
I like
created a
that
phone
app.
version,
Yeah.
unlike fucking Blizzard with Hearthstone. There's a Magic the Gathering phone version,
Yeah, there's a
so
bunch of card games. The Marvel Battle Lines game came out, I think, yesterday, I think.
I mean, yeah, and I think that's on phone, and then the Pokemon TCG is like, yeah, fucking, we need the space. It's like, no, you're not really. You can,
Yeah, even
if
Yu-Gi-Oh! They
Hearthstone
have.
can, yeah, Yu-Gi-Oh could do it, and if Hearthstone can do it, fucking the Pokemon TCG can do it. Even if it's like in vertical mode, you can do it. But no,
Now,
but it's fine. Like I got my iPad, I have it charged, so I can play it in bed while I.
refresh my memory. The Pokemon card game, you could buy packs, right?
Yes. How it works is, like when you create an account. You have a few themed starter decks, and it's basically like a water, a fire, and an earth deck, water, fire, and grass. And then if you go to like a physical store or something, you can and you buy like the physical cards. They'll give you a code, and then you can redeem that in the game, and then you'll have that, like for instance, that deck in the game as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a cool way to like, test out that deck against
I wish
other
Magic did that.
it'd be kind of cool. Test out that deck against other configurations so you can see like if you need to change it. So it's a really cool thing. And then you can also though like you'll get coins in the game that you can use to purchase decks for the game. So like there's a, like I bought like maybe one or two decks in the game that I didn't buy physically myself. So it's like it's nice that they have that option. And like you can there's like a deck builder. The only thing that like really sucks is like the avatar create a character is pretty shitty. It looks really terrible like, in terms of like aesthetic and stuff like that. But it's such a secondary or tertiary like feature as I'm fucking who gives a shit? That's not why I'm playing this game anyway. I'm playing it to play Pokemon. I don't care about the character creator. It sucks though because I want a good character creator, but it's like fine, whatever.
You know what I did wish the app did have was the music from the Game Boy game.
Oh yeah, I never really played too much of the Game
Oh my God, the music is
Boy. They need to
freaking,
release
it's
the Game
freaking
Boy game
lovely.
and like or make a new one. Like I'd be happy with like a free to play one made by Game Freak or like directly from them or something. I don't know. I'm just being a little bit pedantic about it, but it's fine. I mean, because I the Pokemon game is TCG is like one of those card games that I can easily jump into again. Like I get confused by some of the mechanics, like the GX and the EX cards, but like the basic mechanics are easier. Yu-Gi-Oh! I never played too much. Most of the times I played was because of the video games. I feel like that's gonna take a little while for me to get used to. And Magic, I tried playing the Magic card game, and I was fucking lost.
No, Magic.
I know they gave you a tutorial. Yeah, and I know that because I haven't played since middle school, and I know they give you a tutorial, but it's one of those hand-holdy tutorials that have like an arrow and stuff that points like do this next.
Yeah.
And then like you can't do anything but that thing that's pointing it. Like I just want a little bit of ability to like free roam.
Well, yeah, they don't. Well, even in the app, they don't give you that much freedom because you go like straight into story battles. Like it's
yeah,
really
yeah. Like, you have to go through the story to unlock stuff. It's like
yeah,
just
Magic.
Play.
Yeah, Magic. I rather play physically with the cards.
Yeah. And that's good with the Pokemon one is like there's a little bit of a story, but it doesn't really matter. It's just like once you play that first few tutorial battles, then you can just go into it and just be like, okay.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to do it.
Yeah,
when you get the cards physically,
just start playing.
Yeah, you get the cards physically too, and put them in the game. That's the best way, I think. For any card game to do it in this day and age.
Yeah like a digital card game.
Yeah,
and it sucks too because it's like at work I've been sorting. I've been sorting Pokemon cards, and like I keep looking at them, like I want to buy so many, and I probably will buy. I'll probably go to Target and buy like some this weekend, but I'm never gonna build a deck, and I'm never gonna play like in person unless it's with a friend, because I'm not gonna show up at a card shop and like play a 10-year-old
who could whip your ass, by the way.
Probably has a badass deck. Probably is like, badass deck with broken ass cards, and here I am like, I'm using a Pikachu.
Yeah. Here's a Charmander.
Yeah, Pikachu.
Yeah.
So it's just kinda like whatever.
Or you could fight my Meowth. I'll throw out a Meowth and you'll have like the basic ass deck.
Yeah, I know. It's all like a level one or base or what is it? Base stage a Pokemon that don't like evolve, like okay, and then, like completely like 8 or 4 different types of energy, so I can't actually use an attack and just play poorly. But anyway, that's enough Pokemon. Pokemon, and hey, look, Joey's here. Hi, Joey.
Hey, Joey.
Hey, what's up?
Just arrived.
Yes.
Just in time. All right, I guess we'll go over what I've been playing, and it's going to be super, super quick. Madden, which is, it has slight differences from last year.
Just a different number.
Things, some bad things, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, the gameplay does definitely feel different. I don't know if that's for better or for worse. I haven't really played all that much yet, but, yeah, I mean, if you liked Madden, you're probably still getting it, and if you didn't, you're not going to. And then still playing No Man's Sky. That game, it's like, it kind of has its hooks into me, even though it is buggy, certain things don't work. I have to load in and out. Sometimes it freezes. I don't know. There's just something about it, which is just, it's a perfect game to kind of mess around for like, half an hour to an hour and then just like be done with it and then hop back in. Maybe
you
a couple
see,
days
I see
later.
That with Destiny. You see, that's mm-hmm. I see that same example.
Yeah. When you guys were saying that. They nailed that because, like, it's really easy to control Destiny. You don't have to, like, remember, like, what does what. Like, it's very blatantly obvious.
Yeah. It's pretty straightforward. And it lends itself well to kind of, like, jumping out and then jumping back in.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike
yeah,
some other games.
Yeah, too confusing. Yeah, for sure. The only other thing, No Man's Sky, Overwatch, per usual.
Yep, you're back into it, yes.
Hammond is an interesting character. He's super annoying to play against because he just stalls the point by spinning around it. But, yeah, there's a new map in the PTR, which will probably come out in, like, 2 weeks or so. So that's good. Still plugging content through that thing, so.
Yeah, the fact that they've supported it, that song is really cool.
I mean, I could only imagine it's probably going to be for years and years. I mean, they got the Overwatch League going. It's not going to go anywhere anytime soon, that's for sure.
No. I mean, with like how long and continuously they've updated like stuff like WoW,
yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me.
It might not be quite that long.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if like Overwatch is updated for at least 5 years.
Yeah, at least, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they keep having content and maps like every other month or so, like a map 1 month, content next, whatever. Yeah, it's good. But yeah, I bought Octopath Traveler. I don't have anything to talk about yet, but I'm going to play it a lot. But yeah, kind of somewhat related. That kind of makes me sad that they're getting rid of like GCU and the Prime discount and all the good stuff.
Oh yeah, like
I'm gonna buy a lot less games for sure.
Yeah, it's pushing me back to go to GameStop because it's like I can pre-order a game at GameStop and then just like slowly put money towards it.
Right,
and it's like there's no like real benefit. It's just with GameStop, I can literally stop at GameStop after work
and pick it up.
Yeah, just convenience. Yeah.
Like, sure, like at Amazon, I can have it shipped to my house, but it's like, yeah, but I can like literally get it as soon as like I want to.
Yeah, well, we knew this was gonna happen just because of GCU shutting down, and then Amazon is shutting their service down, and then. Well, not shutting their servers down, but giving you less stuff. And then GameStop even removing Elite. Yes.
Oh, really?
Removing Elite. Yeah. So, it was coming. You know, it was...
The digital future is upon us.
No. No, thank you. No. Keep games physical. Hashtag that. Hashtag keep games physical.
I was kind of disappointed when I opened the case. There's nothing in here but the cart.
That's how a few Switch games have been. Like, I was expecting, like, something, but no.
Not even, like, a little ad for, like, a future game, you know? It's, like, nothing.
Here is fucking nothing.
But, hey.
I mean, for Octopath, yeah, there should have been a huge book with, like, colorful art and...
Yeah, right.
Well, we could dream.
But, I mean, literally nothing. But yeah, so that's what I've been playing. A whole bunch of nothing, pretty much.
I mean, you put that to Madden.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, it's just like a game or two here and there. It's not like extensively, you know?
All right, but I guess we're going to go into the topics for the week.
Yep.
And I guess I'll start it off here. There's been new rumors going out that we might be seeing the new Super Mario Brothers coming out on the Switch. And I'm talking about the new Super Mario Brothers that came out on the Wii U. So it seems...
It's new Super Mario Brothers U.
Yes.
And they're supposed to add new Super Luigi U as well.
Yes, and I'm very excited, and that's a question mark, because, again, this is another thing where Nintendo ports the game, and then it's going to be $59.99. This is exactly what it's going to be. And, you know, it would be great if it comes...
For basically a launch title for an older system.
Yes, exactly.
New Super Mario Brothers was a U was a launch title, the Wii U.
Exactly. I'm happy that it's coming out. I wish they would have done Mario Maker instead. I think that would have been better to launch. And you know, they could have actually made the levels in Mario Maker of, you know, New Super Mario Brothers U. They just should have made the levels inside of it, saying, oh, here's the levels inside the Mario Maker, and it's $59.99. I would have accepted it more if it's, well, it's still a rumor, but if it does happen, I would accept Mario Maker being remade instead of New Super Mario Brothers U, just because we know this game is going to cost $59.99. Like, it's obvious. He did it with,
like, with Mario Maker, I think the problem was they couldn't get it. They wanted to have the levels transfer over, and they weren't able to do that. And I think the concession they made was the 3DS version. They're like, we'll just use the 3DS version. It's fine. I think that's what happened, because like, there was that rumor, that was a heavy rumor, that Mario Maker was supposed to come out on the Switch. But then right after that, they announced the 3DS version. So I think that's what happened, is like they couldn't get it working the way they wanted to, and so they just made the 3DS version. I feel like they will have a Mario Maker 2 for the Switch, and I could see that doing a lot. I just don't see the original being ported over.
I'm hoping that this stays a rumor, yeah. though. The new Super Mario Bros., just because of the price point. I'm hoping it stays a rumor, or I'm hoping that they get to the senses and if it does launch, give it to us at a reduced price. I'm tired of all these ports. Everybody being happy with these ports costing a lot more. It just doesn't make any sense.
I mean, I'd be down if it was like
four. That's acceptable. But
it doesn't have to be like $20, but like $40, I was like, okay,
yeah, that's more acceptable. Nintendo really needs to learn It's not Nintendo that needs to learn. I think consumers have to learn. Yes.
Consumers, yeah.
Consumers, yes, exactly.
Never gonna happen.
Yes. Consumers have to learn that, you know, these companies can't really keep pushing us around with price points like this. Especially with all this DLC fiasco going on, with just every single thing we're getting nickeled and dimed on, for, you know, even while paying that $60. So, yeah, I'm hoping this rumor is like 50-50. You know, it's up in the air. I want it to be up in the air. So, another game that I guess that hit the news this week was Spyro the Dragon Trilogy, which got delayed, by the way. And it got delayed because...
Well, they claim it's to... what was it?
It's because of the patch, yes. It's because, yes, there was going to be a patch on day one. And that patch on day one was pretty much adding... You know, Spyro 2 and Spyro 3 into the game itself.
Sounds about par for the
Yeah, you see that?
It's par for Activision, because they did kind of a similar thing with Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5, where you could put it in the game and play it, but it was like a level or two in the tutorial, and then the rest of the game downloaded. Because they were just trying to get it in before the license expired. So they did it that way. I don't know why they did it for Spyro. They could have delayed it and would have been from, or they could have like pushed it back without having to delay it and then not do it, but whatever.
Yeah, but the kicker.
Yeah, it always seemed too quiet leading up to it. You know, there just wasn't all that much. They weren't really talking about it all.
Yeah,
that
but
much.
here's the kicker though. The kicker on this is that the game is still having a day one patch. That's the kicker. It's like, okay, so. You know, you delayed it because of those reasons about the patch adding those two games, but the game is still going to have a day one patch. Like, come on. That's wild. And I do agree. It really didn't probably have to get delayed. So yeah, that's pretty interesting. When they did the Crash Bandicoot, the insane, you know, trilogy, the remastered, you know, you didn't have to download anything. So yeah, it's just weird. It's just weird with, again, DLC fiasco stuff.
Do you guys think you're gonna buy it when it does come out?
If I see it on sale.
Yeah. You're all for the sale.
If I see it on sale, that's when I'm gonna jump in. I did get Crash at launch. That one was worth it. But yeah, Spyro, I wasn't too fond of as a child growing up. I did play them, but it's not something that I immediately need to play again. So.
Yeah, I was a pretty big fan of Spyro and Crash, and I bought Crash and only played the first one and just like put it down for something else, so I don't know if I'm gonna buy Spyro when it comes out. I need to get through my backlog, like, no doubt. I always say that, and it never works.
I'm, like, slowly doing that, so me and you are at the same, like...
Well, no, because I slowly do it, and then I buy, like, 4 more games, and then a Steam sale comes. I buy, like, 20
more. Exactly, you're
still
progressing, but, you know, yeah.
I'm, like, screwed.
You're still progressing. That's what I always do, so...
I finish 1 by 3. I mean, it doesn't... Whatever. Feeding the beast, yeah. You know?
Yeah, but for me, like, I don't... I still haven't picked up Crash. Like, I keep wanting to, but I'm like... Mm. And it'll go on sale, and I'm like, yeah, I'll wait. So, and I have more nostalgia for Spyro than I do Crash, but I don't, I'll probably get it around Christmas or whatever. I'm not in a huge rush to get it.
Okay, so I guess we could go into our next topic, and it revolves around Devil May Cry 5. And Devil May Cry 5 has finally been shown in its full glory at Gamescom this week. And yeah, I'm excited. I'm so excited for Devil May Cry 5. Did you guys see the gameplay trailer of Devil May Cry 5?
I kind of missed that one.
That was the one with Dante using a fucking motorcycle as nunchucks. Yes.
Yes. How badass was that? Yes.
Repeat that real quick.
That's pretty much par for course for the insanity that is Devil May Cry. Not to mention the part where Nero surfs on his arm, his rocket arm, around projectiles.
Yeah.
This is a thing that happens.
That makes sense.
Yeah, this happened in the game. So it's just, to me, it's very, it's very exciting to see Devil May Cry back in full form. Like, I honestly didn't expect it to be back in full form like this, because it still looks, to me, it still looks like DMC, like, art style wise. And the reason, you know, the reason why I approve of this, because I thought about the whole Devil May Cry series, the evolution of the series, and this is how the game is supposed to evolve graphically and stylistically. The game is supposed to evolve into a more realistic, the style in general. So they were right about getting, you know, about the realistic style of DMC, but Ninja Theory just portrayed it wrong.
Right.
Yes,
that,
yes.
That was the only thing they got right.
Exactly,
like,
yeah,
everything
yeah.
Else, like, and I like DMC, but everything else was wrong. Dante wasn't... That Dante wasn't cocky. He was arrogant, and there is a difference.
Yeah.
Like, and it was... And just everything else... I did like their Virgil, but everything else just kind of... Just okay. I mean, but it's not what I would consider, like, the evolution of Devil May Cry.
It's stylistically, it is the evolution of Devil May Cry, though. Stylistically, it is. And, it, you know, when the first Devil May Cry 5 trailer came out, I thought about it. I'm like, this looks very, very similar to DMC. And we talked about it on one of the podcasts before. I mean, I didn't go more in depth, but I did sit on it for, like, a little bit. And I thought, you know, this is the evolution of it. This is stylistically, this is how it should be. And this is how Devil May Cry is going to evolve. Even going back to Devil May Cry 2 in terms of just art style. Because that was art style and costume design. That was like the only good thing about Devil May Cry 2.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. I haven't played Devil May Cry 2, but I do love Dante's costume from 2.
And everything, like, everything looks just evolved, and even the bosses, like, they look evolved from, you know, DMC, Devil May Cry 4. And, you know, the boss only... that they did show, it looked very similar to a bigger, like, it looked like a better Devil May Cry 4. Like, the boss
only,
that they did show.
Like, major issue that I am kind of having is the color scheme kind of... Muted.
No, like, not well. I'm fine with that. Like, I am fine with that.
The issue I have with it is the color scheme kind of muted. But like, Yeah, I mean everything else looks good. Like the gameplay looks fantastic. It's the right amount of cheese that makes it a proper Devil May Cry
And it's
that I
all
love.
running in 60 frames per second. And yeah, it looks very, very smooth and clean. So
Yeah, I'm actually watching the trailer right now and it looks
Look at
super
that. He's
smooth.
watching the trailer
I
right
would
now.
decide
Everybody
if I
go
want to
watch
get
the
a PC
trailer
version.
on Go Pixels. Everybody go watch the trailer, but yeah, it's very, very smooth looking game. And it's back to its
Yeah.
roots. So talk about like a Phoenix revival. This will be it. This will be like a revival. Now, to get off topic for a bit, did you guys catch from Gamescom as well, as Gamescom was this week, did you guys catch the Soul Calibur stuff that did come out?
The announcement trailers, or
Yes, the announcement
I just
trailers
watched the
of
one for Tira, and that was it.
Yeah. Now, again, DLC fiasco. Tira is DLC character which you have to pay for. And they're revealing her before the game is actually out. How do you feel about that? Like, it doesn't make, to me, it's great that she's in the game. It sucks that you have to pay for her, and it sucks that you do have to either pre-order to get her, and you do need a season pass, and the character will be available individually later on. It's not even at launch, at the moment that we know of.
Like I'm fine with them announcing DLC characters ahead of time, like because we're just like a few months away, so I don't feel like that's if it's like one or two, I think I'm fine with that. Like I had an issue with like Cross Tag where it's like, hey, half the roster's DLC. That I had more of an issue with, but like one or two is fine. Like leading up to the launch, it doesn't even have to be at launch. It could be like a little bit after.
No, but
But the
no,
whole like,
but they claimed there's already claims of you even go to our website, and we did get from Bandai Namco news on that as well. They're claiming that there's gonna be three other DLC characters already. So.
I mean, again, that's pretty par for course for like a fighter, I'm mostly okay with that. As long I'm using Tekken 7 as an example, but as long as it's not like one returning character and then the rest guest characters, I think I'd be fine with that.
We'll
Unless
see.
the other guest characters are Bandai Namco characters, then I'm cool with that.
We'll see. It's rumored that there's going to be guest characters in the season pass, so but we will see on that. I know that was a kind of like a curveball, but I just threw it in there. There's another game I did want to talk about that was at Gamescom. And it was a Resident Evil 2 remake. Did you guys watch that new footage
Nope.
of Claire? I know Rob is, you're probably,
Blackout.
yeah, Blackout, yeah. You're probably going on a Blackout. But yeah, it looks so awesome. Like, honestly, I think it could be game of the year for next year. And it's a remake. Because whatever magic Capcom is working, it's freaking working. Like, they're primed for having two big hits. Back to back with Resident Evil and Devil May Cry, just literally months across from each other. So definitely check that one out too. The Resident Evil footage. But yeah, that's another hot stuff coming in from Gamescom. Joy, have you seen the Resident Evil 2 stuff?
I didn't know, and I didn't have a chance to play it at Comic-Con either. That line was massive, and we just
But
couldn't get in.
yeah, it looks so good. It looks so good, and
Yeah.
I'm like,
I'm still amazed how well 7 came out, or
yeah.
7?
Resident Evil 7, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I was never a huge fan of the games, but like, it was one of those games where everyone's like, I don't know, and then everybody's like, praising it after.
Yeah.
So it's always good.
Yeah, so Capcom doing their stuff at Gamescom, as well as other companies too, and they did show off a few other titles, but you know, not. I don't think they're highlight worthy. They did show off Cyberpunk 2077 again, though, and that's been getting a lot of like buzz.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, yeah. So that's another highlight from Gamescom. So I guess since we're on the Capcom topic, we're gonna talk about this article that Vice came out with, stating that the fighting game no longer needs Street Fighter due to the numbers at Evo. Okay.
Like, Street Fighter is an Evo staple. Like, there's no reason not to have Street Fighter. Like, it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
Well, it's ridiculous that something like this gets posted. They should... honestly, they should know better. At this point, they should know better. Just because, even though the numbers say, you know, the Dragon Ball... because Dragon Ball FighterZ had the primetime slot. They did have the primetime slot. The thing was that Dragon Ball FighterZ dragged on for so long, and there was the Melee tournament actually delayed everything back too. And then Dragon Ball FighterZ dragged it on so long, of course they're gonna have more views. And Street Fighter V, the tournament did not start till like 12 Eastern. Everybody was already asleep.
Yeah. That's way too late.
Here's one thing. Way too late. People in the UK, it was like, for people in the UK, it was 5 a.m. Yeah. What,
like 3, 4 5 a.m.
Yeah. And even then, here's the fun part is that Street Fighter had the most views over the whole weekend. And during the time slot of, you know, 12 Eastern, it started on a Monday. It had just about the same views as Dragon Ball FighterZ. Now imagine putting the Street Fighter at primetime slot. So, for Vice to say that, kind of hyperbole at this time. That's the word to use. That's a pretty shitty article to actually put up. And I feel like a lot of people are trying to tarnish Capcom's legacy. Like, with even, I swear, like, ever since Street Fighter V came out, I know I'm a big Street Fighter fanboy. But I've noticed ever since Street Fighter V came out, and ever since Capcom has been doing some stuff, you know, they released Monster Hunter World, that gave Capcom, you know, good standings with the gaming community. So they say. But, you know, now they're releasing Devil May Cry 5 and Resident Evil 2 Remake, and now everybody's, like, happy about it. But the one thing is that everyone's trying to tarnish Capcom's fighting game legacy. This is the creators of fighting games that we have now.
I mean, they're not the creators of fighting games, but
the creators of 1v1. Yes.
Point where they are.
Yes. Yes. Very influential. Very influential to fighting games in general. Not the creators, but very influential. We're talking about huge monumental history stuff here. But yeah, they're just see like a lot of articles like this one. Pretty much trying to tarnish Capcom's fighting game legacy, and that's just a lot of what's been going on with the fighting game community in general. They're just trying to tarnish Capcom's goodwill in the fighting game scene. So, yeah, like you were saying, Rob, Street Fighter is a staple, and to Evo, without Street Fighter, there would be no Evo, technically.
I don't even get the point of the article in general.
Yeah, it
just like, it doesn't make any sense. So they're just going to have a gap, you know? Well, what I mean?
They'll probably like replace it with something else, basically.
But with what?
Like whatever fighting game jour comes out. I mean, I make it seem like, okay.
It's know, happening, yeah, but
there's never like a good game, it's all fads, but it's like, I mean, obviously, you're going to have, like, your more recent games that are going to be bigger some years than others.
Sure.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. When they added BlazBlue Cross Tag, and it didn't come out yet, you know, something was wrong there. So, So yeah, like pretty much like I'm more for just adding stuff where the numbers are, you know, where the numbers go. So when they added BlazBlue cross tag, I was like, wait, nope, this is all paid for. You know, this Evo is sponsored by ArcSoft. So that was my mentality, you know, viewing this Evo. This Evo is sponsored by ArcSoft.
Yeah, I can kind of see that. It was very ArcSoft-y focused.
So yeah, that article just makes no sense. Street Fighter is a staple. I will continue playing Street Fighter forever. And to me,
I think most people will continue playing Street Fighter forever, even if it's not the most recent. Like, I mean, they released like the Street Fighter 30th Anniversary Collection. I think that still did pretty well.
Yeah.
So they're gonna keep on re-releasing, and people are still gonna keep on playing Street Fighter. It's not gonna stop all of a sudden.
And to me, for them even writing that, they do know that Street Fighter is like the easiest fighting game to watch out of all the games that were there. Like that's such a bad piece to even like discuss. Like I'm done with it. Like that's it. I'm like done. It's like, so bad. Angry. Yeah, it's so badly. Just like it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't. It like even for a clickbait title, like. You shouldn't even put that up. Like, that's already disrespect. But yeah, I'm done with that. So.
Alrighty. Then let's go into Happier Pastures and talk about the Red Dead Redemption 2 trailer. Which the only thing I'm going to say is it looks like Red Dead. I literally have nothing.
Yep.
Like, I got nothing. Well, else. It looks pretty, but it.
That's all you feel
that,
after
that
it?
That is all I feel. Like, it's Red Dead. I'm so lukewarm on the game as it is right now, so it's like it didn't really change anything. It's exactly what I expected.
Did you like the other Red Dead?
I liked the Red Dead Redemption 1. I didn't play Revolver, but I liked Red Dead Redemption. Yeah. I mean, it's not like I'm thinking it's a bad game. It's just I'm like really lukewarm on it for some reason. Just like, yeah, it's a thing that exists. I might get it. I don't know yet.
I think it's because you know, the hype hasn't hit yet, but once it gets closer to release, you might be like, ah, because right now I'm.
Once we get actual
gameplay. I mean, we did get that gameplay trailer.
I mean, we quote unquote did.
Not really, yeah. Really. but yeah, what I saw, I enjoyed. I think Rockstar, they got their, what do you call it? I think they learned from Grand Theft Auto V. Remember, this is their first next gen game.
This is actually their first next gen game. Is GTA 5 was a last gen game.
Yeah. So
this is the first game for this generation. As we're about to enter the next generation.
Yeah.
I would say, and it will be their first one for the next generation.
Yeah, because I don't think we're seeing Grand Theft Auto 6 till PS5.
For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
So we'll be seeing Red Dead Redemption 2 on PS5, like a few months after, and then finally a few months after that on PC.
To PC eventually.
Yeah.
which is one thing I will say about the trailer. Like the video, it looks like really, really pretty, and it's nice to know that it's not like running on a high end PC, and it's more than likely like running on a PS4 Pro.
It is, yeah.
So I'm happy Pro, with that. Yeah. I have a Pro.
Yeah. I just think that Rockstar does such a good job like world building, so I can't wait to hop in there and just waste dozens of hours doing nothing.
Well, that's what I mean. what I mean, like, it does look like they improved on stuff in Grand Theft Auto 5, and you could easily tell because just how dense the world actually is, and just the gameplay that they did give us, there's just a lot of like small little touches and details, and Rockstar is pretty good at that. They're good at getting details and making atmosphere, like, you know, the game have a good atmosphere. Yep. And this one, you could tell like it's up to the next level, like they evolved past a certain level, and like I feel like what they showed is like they mastered what they learned from Grand Theft Auto, and now they're just applying everything they learned from it. And I know you could say the setting is different, and there's not going to be like a lot of people roaming like the land in Red Dead Redemption, but of what you do see, it looks pretty detailed and intricate and interesting how you interact with other villagers and just how the game world is and just how it's living and breathing. It feels very, 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 very polished and very detailed. It's a very living and breathing world. And I could say the same about Grand Theft Auto 5, but Grand Theft Auto 5, you could definitely tell that there was just, you know, it wasn't up to snuff. For that time period, it was, and with the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One remakes, like, they made it, like, look more pretty. But animation-wise, Red Dead Redemption 2 looks amazing. And that plays a part into how you interact in the world and how things look and feel. So Rockstar hit it out the park with that trailer. Like you said, we still need to see actual gameplay. Like actual bars and screens. But I hope you could turn it off too, because, you know, the game does look like that in its final form. And it does run at a steady frame rate. And I'm going to be playing on a regular PS4. So I'm just hoping it...
Yeah.
It keeps 1080p res.
Yeah. I hope they don't lean... I mean, I know they're going to, but I hope they don't lean too much into the online aspect. I mean, it makes tons of money, so I don't see why they wouldn't.
I hope it's like a separate mode. I hope it's like...
Yeah. Like I'm hoping it's separate. Yeah, I'm hoping it's separate. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what? I agree and I disagree. I'm hoping, I kind of want to see it intermingle with single player, and I want to see it intermingled like how Fallout 76 is doing it, where you could like invite people to your, to your place.
No.
Come on. That's a complete no.
That's a big no.
No, well, it would be kind of fun just to see it in, again, living, breathing world like that. It would be kind of fun to see more players join in. Don't make it completely, you know, open, but just enough where it could add on to more experiences, I guess. So, I'm in the middle with that one. I would kind of...
I guess I'm just excited in general for it, so... I mean... We'll see. I mean, there's so many big games coming out, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a lot. Spider-Man is coming out soon.
It's insane.
Yeah. There's way too much, like, in the next few weeks. Like, I wanted to get Monster Hunter Generations Ultimate. That's not happening. Spider-Man's going to happen. Destiny's probably going to happen. I'm probably going to pre-order it, like, in a little bit here. There's way too much.
And then what? It's, like, Call of Duty, Battlefield, Mario Party, somewhere right around there?
Yeah. And then...
Red Dead... It's insane.
Oh, yeah, Smash
in December.
Yep, Smash. And it's not going to let up until, like, well into 2019.
I don't even think it's going to, like, honestly let up, because, like, most of the games will release by March, and then, like, we'll have, like, a few big titles in April, and then we'll be right back again.
Yeah, the train is going to keep rolling. It's not... It's just going to keep going till the summer.
It's insane.
To the drought.
I feel like... Man, like, what is it? Devil May Cry 5 comes out 2 weeks before Sekiro.
And it comes out two weeks before Days Gone.
I don't give a shit about Days
Gone. Oh, you see.
And doesn't Anthem come somewhere around there, right?
March or April, yes.
I was like, too many things right there.
there really is.
I'm going to prioritize some games, and it sucks, too, because like Sekiro is probably something I'm looking forward to, but that's going to be put on the back burner for Devil May Cry.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a good problem to have, but it still sucks. Oh yeah, Tomb Raider 2. Forgot about that one. That's coming out.
Yeah, it's not that long. You see, look, we were talking about September. That earlier. Yeah. And you see, it's just okay. Yeah.
And oh wait, one more, Assassin's Creed Odyssey. I'm actually excited for that. That comes out soon too, October.
Great. Just a lot of games for us to play and review. So,
like there goes an entire paycheck. Yeah.
So yeah, I guess this is it. So we're gonna close the floodgates and.
Yep.
Yes, you could like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Also, subscribe to us on Spotify, on iTunes, and also check out the website, dualpixels.com, for all your daily news, previews, and reviews. And with that being said, we're closing the floodgates, and we're out of here.
See you later.
Catch you on the flip side.